just to represent Maharaj in Mauritius today. Maharaj will be here for the next 5 days up to Saturday. And we'd like to invite Hari Dev Prabhu.
So Maharaj is coming directly from Germany, and if you have been following the Kirtan Mela in Germany, you would have certainly seen Maharaj doing very ecstatic Kirtan, I'm sure, the holy names. So Maharaj actually has very great taste for the holy names, and he does very ecstatic Kirtan. So we'll be having him for the next 5 days, and we have a great opportunity for a very nice sadhu sangha absorbed in chanting the holy names. There will be champari retreat also in the coming days. So it's a very great opportunity to come together and do sadhana together with Maharaj. And I personally would like to welcome Maharaj. It's after So for a long time we haven't seen Maharaj in Mauritius. So welcome Maharaj.
I'm happy to be back. Your spirits are very high. I'm getting overwhelmed. And almost speechless. Spirit and your receptions are getting bigger and bigger. It's a smaller country, but it's a bigger reception. Of roses and other flowers which we don't get in other countries. Some say I came after 6 months, some say I came after 1 year. I'm up to 3 years. Certainly it was long, or a little too long of a break or gap. Many of you have changed your bodies. You're slightly different. You're not. And this is, as I'm coming only after 2-3 years, what if I had come after 30 years? I won't recognize anybody. Uh-huh. God is doing its job of changing his nature of the body. But something within the body doesn't seem to be, well, the soul does not change. Our soul could also undergo, well, some kind of change or reform or elevation in Krishna consciousness. That way, you are not the same, the body-wise and spirit-wise, that I had encountered you 2-3 years ago. We are very happy to see you all. Yeah, I wish I could see your soul. When you look at your eyes, I mean, that's how you see the soul. That's where you get to. He did not even look at me. He didn't even look at me. When do they say that? When they do not look at your eyes, look into your eyes, then they make that claim. He did not even look at me. Well, he did look at my, maybe, hair or my feet or my hands, but he did not look at me, did not look into my eyes. Anyway, there is some understanding that you see person by seeing through his eyes, then you see him. Anyway, soul makes its manifestation, or soul gets across through our, well, through our face. The body is index of mind, and then the mind and the soul, they are closer. Mind is subtle, soul is even more subtle. So you get to see soul as, anyway, as soul also talks, person talks, then you really get to know the person. Or if you want to, Prabhupada used to say, if you want to know who is the fool in the assembly, and what do? Give him a microphone. And as he speaks something foolish, then you know, I know. Now I know you, who you are, where you stand. So the speech also, and maybe other actions. Through those actions, you could know the spirit of that person, or spirit behind that body and actions and talks and walks. You get the soul and get some ideas of not only soul exists, of course, soul. If there's a body, then certainly the soul exists. Well, I mean, could be dead body also. What's the difference between dead body and the living body? What's the difference? Prabhupada always raised that question. What is the difference between dead body and the living body? What's the difference? Difference of the soul. You take the soul away from the body, then we call that as a dead body. Of course, the body is really, body is never living body. Body is always dead body. Even living body is just as a body, body is a dead body. But the soul pours some life into the body, and then some animation and some, then those are symptoms of life, as body talks, body walks, but there's a body language, and then we know soul is pranati, the soul pours its life into the body or behind the body, then the body acts. Otherwise, body is lifeless. Anyway, this is something to understand. This part of the self-realization. So, anyway, I was experiencing some. You all being nice to me. And I could say, you're nice to me, so you're nice. Many of you came to the airport also, and there were some greetings and meetings, and then we are meeting here. And the meetings always take place, and we are always kind of eager to meet someone, and there's always meeting, union and then maybe separation, but this union business, always meeting someone, shake hands or deep embrace, hugging, and there are so many ways you, once you meet, express your affection. So I was thinking that there's always this idea of meeting is there, and we're always anxious to meet and meet this person, meet that person, another person, another person, another person. But what the soul is, I mean, soul wants to meet Krishna. Soul is looking forward to meet the Lord. We may not realize this, we are looking for Krishna. Even George Harrison said that in the Krishna book, he writes, everyone is looking for God, he said. Everyone is looking for God. They may not realize, but this is the fact, everyone is looking for Krishna. And then he explains how Krishna has this Shadaishwarya, six opulences. But you like to meet someone very beautiful. So you meet someone beautiful and you are happy, but then you always know there's someone more beautiful, and then there's someone more beautiful. You would like to meet that more beautiful and more beautiful. And finally, in fact, you would be happy only when you meet the most beautiful person. Well, that's one opulence. And then most famous, you like to meet some famous person, You shake hand and take his autographs and do this and take photograph with him. It's a very famous person. But there is always someone more famous and more famous. So a person wants to meet more and more, more beautiful, more famous person. And then there are some other specialities of the Lord. He's also most knowledgeable. Most knowledgeable. Source of all knowledge, in fact, is that's him. So we meet knowledgeable people, MA, PhD, and this, big degrees, and what is that knowledge? How much is that knowledge? One person recently came from New Zealand, and all life long he had been studying the life of worms. And he came back with a title, Wormologist. Wormologist. Doctor such and such, Wormologist. He had been studying some special worms. So that's also knowledge. But they're just worms, maybe they're just some worms, you know, not even all the worms. You know, so many germs and so many species and so much to know. But there is a person who knows everything. He knows everything. He's called Sarvagya, Abhigya Swarat. He knows, he's Sarvagya because he's Sarvatra. Because he's everywhere also. There's another reason why he knows everything, because he's everywhere. We are only here and nowhere else. So right now, we know something within the four walls of Lord is limited. But Lord is simultaneously everywhere. At the same time, he's here, he's there. But there's another reason why he also knows everything. And like that. So, so we may not realize, going back to that George Harrison thought, that we are looking for God. But this is what we are looking for. We are looking for more beautiful, most beautiful, most powerful, most famous, most renowned, most knowledgeable. And what else did I miss? One, two opulences. Most renowned. Huh? Most wealthy. How much wealth is, Lord is more wealthy than Tatas and Birlas? Or when we talk like that, we say, oh, this is, this much is Tatas or Birlas or whatever, Rockefellers wealth, and the rest is maybe lower, so compare it. Is that right with right comparison? And whatever Tata or whatever the name, I'm just, that name came to me. Even that is not his wealth. Even Tata Birla's wealth is also, whose wealth is it? Krishna's wealth. Everything belongs to him. And if you say, Prabhupada, if you say this is your wealth, make sure when you die, you take all of that with you. And if you could do so, then we will admit, yes, yes, that was your wealth, so you took it with you. But no one has taken all those people, previous owners of Mauritius, this property, this land is mine, this house is mine. If they had taken, then everything, Mauritius would have come to an end. Here goes the 10 acres, here goes the 5 acres, here goes that building, here goes that building. This is just... So whether, well, same thing. We're all looking for Lord. All the souls are looking for Lord, unknowingly. And so we could also say, all souls are in fact looking forward to meet the Lord. To meet the Lord. no meeting is, I mean, really satisfying. We meet and we feel good for few moments, few days, few years, and we may even be together for one life, most of the one life, and then finish. Then we go elsewhere, and then we meet some other people. We meet some mother and father and the neighbors and the friends, and look at the travelers. When they used to do walking, we're going around walking. So when during the hot hours of the day, they would all gather under a tree. Traveler came from here or there, and spending some time together, having good time and talking. And but then 4 or 5 o'clock, when it's not hot anymore, then they all go in different directions. So they were together for a few hours, and then they never meet again. So the world is so relative. So either we meet for a few hours, or we meet for a few years under the roof of our house. This person comes, that person comes. Someone becomes our son, someone becomes our daughter. We don't really know who they are. But in this world, we think they are our people, ourself, and we get attached. Anyway, the soul is waiting to meet the Lord. So when would that meeting take place? We have met so many. Tom, Dick, and Harry's in this world. Of course, meeting devotees is different. They're not part of that Tom, Dick, and Harry's list. Probably that's some difference. Meeting people in this world and meeting then devotees of the Lord, there's a difference. But still, the soul is still looking forward to meet the Lord. Those devotees in Vrindavan, they really wanted to meet Sri Krishna. He had gone, promising that he would be back just now coming. He said, just now coming. And Krishna and Balaram, they went to Mathura, and then they did not return. They stayed on in Mathura. And all the residents of devotees in Vrindavan were missing Sri Krishna. Then Lord could not go, for he had his reasons why he could not go, those circumstances. The Lord also knew those devotees want to see me, want to meet me. But as it was not possible under the circumstances, then Buddha Mohi Braja Bisaratanahi, I cannot forget. Oh, Vrindavan, I cannot forget. And those devotees, my devotees, I cannot forget. I mean, so then he had appointed, deputed Uddhav. Uddhav, you go, you go. So, on behalf of the Lord, Uddhav had gone and met with the devotees. Oh, something. As Uddhava met all the residents, including Nanda Baba and Yashoda, and Uddhava was giving the news, sharing the news of Krishna. He is doing this and that these days, and he's okay, he's all right. And he's thinking of you. He hasn't forgotten you. And he wants to come back, wants to meet you. Uddhava was reminding all those devotees, in the process glorifying Sri Krishna like anything. And as they were hearing the glories of Sri Krishna, for those devotees it was like a meeting Sri Krishna again, as if he is here. He has come, he is here. By hearing about him, they are feeling being in close proximity of the Lord. Also when Hanuman goes to Sri Lanka and finally finds Sita. Oh, you monkey. You say you have come from Sri Ram? And you have seen him? Can you describe Sri Ram? The Hanuman begins description of, he had just now come from Sri Ram. He had darshan and he had anga sanga, and he had even given a lift to Ram and Lakshman. Let's go. And the first they were meeting with the Sugriv was arranged by Hanuman. Sugriv was on the top of the mountain peak. So of course Hanuman had met the Lord, seen the Lord, and so Sita wanted to prove it. Say it. How does he look like? Describe him. And then Hanuman, he had a first-hand experience, his realization of Sri Ram and Ram's beauty, and he started the whole description. Ajanu lambita bhujo, he has long arms reaching his knees, and his eyes are all. This flower is nothing. All this is special. And his chest is broad, and his nose is raised, and his voice is deep, and his navel is deep also. And he went on and on and on. And then she was, yes, I'm confident you have seen my Sri Ram. You are not some duplicate, some fake person. You are a genuine messenger of Sri Ram. You have just now come from Sri Ram. So by hearing, when she was hearing the Ram's glories of Sri Ram, the description of Sri Ram, the beauty of Sri Ram, then Sita was again feeling the presence of Sri Ram. As if he's right there. Although it was only audio presentation by Hanuman, but for Sita it became video. The way he was describing in great details. The soul is and Hanuman also was told because he was really eager. Bharat was very eager to see Sri Ram. He was counting, 13 years. 6 years to go, and only one more year. 6 months. 3 days. 2 days. Tomorrow you should be here. Just keeping an eye on the watch. Because when he couldn't bring Ram back to Ayodhya, then Bharat made Ram, could you promise me that you have to be back when 14-year period expires? You have to be right on the dot. You have to be right then and there. Preferably prior to that, you had to come. And if you manage not to come on time, better you not come. And if you still did come, then you will not find me alive. You will see me dead. You are welcome to come. And you could perform my funeral and cremation, and that you could do. So, 14 years. So Ram was, after his Ram Vijaya victory over Ravan, he was returning in Pushpak Viman. There was a few landings on the way. They were picking up some devotees, some monkeys in Kishkinda. Some of the wives of the monkey warriors, Sri Ram wanted to give them lift. So in Kishkinda they are stopped, and then they go some distance, and then Prayag days had stopped to meet Bharadwaj Muni. But it was getting late in these stopovers. From Prayag, Ram said, Hanuman, you better rush. Now my Viman is not as fast as you could fly very swiftly. You better go and let Bharat know that I'm on the way. I'm on the way. Tell him. So Bharat was very anxiously waiting to meet Sri Ram. Bharat as a devotee, of course, Bharat is also Lord. Bharat is also Lord. And Lakshman is also Lord. And Shatrughna is also Lord. They're all lords. Not only Ram is Lord. All the four brothers are lords. But they play role of a devotee also. They have those emotions, that kind of affection, kind of attitude towards the Lord. So Bharat was very eager. So So it's not only so the point being that every living entity is in fact eager or wants to meet the Lord. But then we are cheated by some others we meet on the way. And we waste our time. This is how life after life we spend time with our getting into bodies and thinking we are bodies. This is the big distraction and big the illusion starts there, thinking I am the body. And I am also beautiful. And there are some others, beautiful people, or wealthy people, famous people. And we end up spending time with them. Because they exhibit some of the opulences of the Lord. And we kind of feel at home. Instead of going all the way back home, all the way to home, we make so many stopovers. Who was that? I think Indra was cursed one time to become a pig. But he was meant to be pig only for a certain time, period of time. And then he would return and he's again the king of heaven. So he goes down somewhere here, not in Mauritius. Okay. You don't have pigs, right? Now you have. So he becomes a pig and then he had a family. And family was expanding. He had piglets. Pigs and piglets and so they're all enjoying together and eating this, eating garma garam sometimes, fresh. For them it's halwa. Yeah, I mean, food for someone is poison for the other. That's no less than halwa for them. So when the time was over, and they were wondering, why is he not returning? Why is he not back? Why is he not back? He should have been here, taking his throne and ruling the kingdom of demigods. Then they had to send a messenger, and but this Indra was so much enamored and so much into this pig's life and the body and come back, I had to come back. Why come back? I'm happy. I'm very happy here. It's my wife here. Take a photograph. See, it's a battalion. I'm very happy. That's a standard of happiness. For every species of life, there's a set of values and standards of happiness. So he had, as a king of heaven, he had his set of standard of happiness there. But as a pig, whatever was the standard was no, that's like a heavenly life of a pig. So Lord has created nice illusion like this, and instead of meeting Krishna, getting Krishna, we end up getting Maya in this form or that form. Because it is Lord's Maya, it is very attractive, very appealing. Of course, the soul that wants to enjoy independent of Lord, and in the spirit of Ishwaro Aham, I am Ishwar, I am enjoyer. So he gets only cheated. So this is also creation of the Lord. This material existence and illusion is Mama Maya Duratya, and Brahma on behalf of the Lord also has created this world. And there are some, there's a small list of 4 or 5 items. I don't know why I got into this, but this that Brahma created, and then one of the creations of Brahma, which is then the illusion is created, is this bodily concept of life. The bodily concept of life has been already created, and then we just get into this body or that body, and immediately we fit right into it, and we feel relaxed and try to enjoy from that point of view, where that perspective, wherever we're a germ, worm, this, that, try to enjoy. So this is this is one of the bodily concept. The other thing was the false proprietorship. Why does everyone feel that I'm the proprietor? This belongs to me. This is my property. This thought is a creation of the of Brahma on behalf of. The sense of false proprietorship, this sense exists, and as soon as this sense covers just little some vibration, some of that sense of false proprietorship, and then immediately we think, this is mine, this belongs, this is my property. This is there are a few more items on that list. Brahma created this self-deception, deceit or deception means cheating. The living entity cheats himself in this process. We are cheated. So the cheating propensity or this, we cheat ourselves, keeping ourselves in illusion, or these thoughts of proprietorship and this, the body identifying with our own bodies. This is a big cheating, big deceit. And one more item I remember, and there's a fear of death. Fear of death, which is as sure as death, and at the same time, there's a fear of death. This fear has been caused. This is a creation. So Brahma not only creates the planets and the oceans or whatever, planetary systems, but then this subtle creation is also cause of that. So this fear, everyone is a fear. Fear of what? Fear of death. Little fear has been injected in each one of us. And we are always fearful. Fear of death. The devotees of the Lord. Because, then they remind us of the Lord. Bodhayantaha parasparam kathayanta shamam nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. Immediately they begin talking about the Lord. And that way, there's a meeting with the Lord also. They're just meeting a devotee, but devotee is talking about Krishna, and that talk is Krishna. He's talking of Lord's Naam, Roop, Gun, Leela, Dham. Yatra madha bhakta gayanti tatra tishthami Narada. I am right there. I am there. But my devotees gather together and hear about me, chant my glories, share glories of mine with each other. I am there. So I'm meeting devotee who reminds us of Krishna is kind of something. It's not same thing, but it's something. Or it could also be everything. Because this is how also happens in this world. Before we meet the Lord, we meet devotees of the Lord. Well, that happened, we could say, with Srila Prabhupada. Before you had Radha Golokananda, Srila Prabhupada was here. Then appeared Radha Golokananda, Sri Krishna, Balaram, and then so kirtans on streets, and Mahatma Prabhu had come. Mahatma? One of the deities, I remember. And then book distribution, which are full of glories of Sri Krishna, prasad distribution, this is all Krishna. It's Krishna's manifestations. So devotees come in advance and then comes Krishna, or Krishna comes with devotees also, as Sundar Lal Prabhu was just repeating the sentiments of Narottam Das Thakur. That Amito Kangal, Krishna Krishna Bali, Dhai Tava Pache Pache. I am just pauper. I have gone bankrupt in this world. So I'm running after you, and you have all the wealth, and that is Lord. Krishna se tomar, Krishna dite bar. Tomara shakati ache. And I know you are competent to give that Krishna to us. Sudhaito, that's why I'm running after you, O Vaishnava. So our, otherwise what connection or what relationship do we have? I'm somewhere, my body is from somewhere in India, some village I was born, and you are here in Mauritius. Out of this world. Mauritius out of this world. To get here. Quite a distance away you are from the world out there. It took me 24 hours I had been coming. Driving and flying and another flight. So we don't have any mundane connection or relations or reasons for our meeting. It is purely Krishna conscious reason. So, and we go on meeting devotees. Get together with the devotees. Go on inviting more and more devotees, or senior devotees, and meet them. Those meetings would help. Finally, meeting Krishna one of these days, or if there's some, as you meet them, you're also meeting. They're talking, they're singing, they're, and that touches your soul. Something happens. That's meeting Krishna. Or meeting with them, you become a little more serious about Krishna consciousness. Well, that meeting was Krishna conscious meeting, or that you kind of met Sri Krishna as you met that devotee, or he reminded you of Sri Krishna. Mamekam Sharanam Prashna. Just hearing Prabhupada said, what is the difference? Krishna said, surrender unto me. Krishna said, surrender unto me. He spoke. Sri Bhagavan Vacha. And then devotee comes and he says, surrender unto Krishna. Prabhupada said, what is the difference? Krishna says, surrender unto me. And devotee says surrender unto Sri Krishna. What is the difference? There is no difference. He's saying the same thing. So this also Bhagavad Gita as it is, of course, Bhagavad Gita. Presenting Krishna as he is. And if that presentation is there, then your soul meeting Krishna will meet Krishna. There'll be some moments during that gathering, that meeting. They will stir up the soul or touch the soul. Something that you will remember for forever. Something in your life would change. Life would alter, and some alteration, some changes, some revolutionary changes. And honey, you are being pushed in direction or directed in direction of the Lord. So this is what is expected. Satam prasangat mama virya samvido, Krishna, Kapil Dev said. Satam prasangat. Satam is devotees come, saintly persons come. And immediately what happens? Mama virya samvido. I become the topic. Krishna becomes the topic. Mama virya samvido. And then next, Kapil Dev said, then Shraddha and Bhakti, Preeti, Anukramishadi. Gradually your faith solidifies further, more Bhajana Kriya, more Anartha Nivritti, Nishtha, and you are on the way. You make progress, Krishna consciousness. So every such meeting with the devotees could give us a boost, which we need, a reminder. Otherwise, this tendency to back to normal. And we I'm happy. Radha Goloka Nanda ki
jai.
Jagannath Balade Subhadra ki
jai.
Jagannath Swami also has appeared. He is known as Purushottam, Lord Purushottam Jagannath Swami. Jagannath Puri is also known as Purushottam Kshetra. So Lord Purushottam from Purushottam Kshetra has made his appearance here. Must be some special reason. Because this is Purushottam month. It's Purushottam mass. So Lord has made his appearance. So that we could perform some additional bhakti of Radha and Krishna. This month is meant for worship of Radha and Krishna. No other worship would work in this month. You will not get any karma kand. You should not even perform karma kand. You don't get any results. Only this month, Adhik Mas or Purushottam Mas has been reserved for Radha Krishna worship. And the benefits are immense benefits of worshipping or serving Radha Krishna during this month. Of course, month started some time ago, and this is kind of, imagine, one more week to go, huh? seven days to go. So anyway, take it advantage of this very special season. Some things, when they are done seasonally, then you get some discounts, bonus, this, that, you get some. So this is that very special season, one more week or so. I'm sure many of you are already observing special vrat, vows of this Chaturmasya, of various kinds, worshipping Radha Krishna, offering lamb to Radha Krishna, chanting some additional Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Rama, some additional hearing, chanting, but not additional prasad. As soon as you take additional prasad, then everything decreases. Then you have to sleep more, eat more, sleep more, then everything else is minimized. So, minimizing the demands of the body, just take care, basic necessities, and then we'll have some additional extra time for some additional breath, vows, and services, chanting, hearing, worshipping. Okay, so I'll be together for next 4 or 5 days, as much as you could manage to join us. And be together with the Lord. Together we all will stay with the Lord. This, you want to say it in schedule? Or, okay, I'm ending. Okay, thank you very much once again for being with us. All the greetings and hospitality and whatnot. It's a working day today? Yes. And what happened? You are unemployed? You don't have no work. You came to the airport middle of the day, you were